Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to speak to you about the phenomenon of wasting strength. You'll see what I mean when I read to you the verse we're going to take a look at today, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, where we read, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." It's a wonderful, powerful statement from the Apostle Paul, an invitation for us to draw on the resources of God's strength. That's more than enough strength for any of us. Yet there's an aspect of this that we must think about. I first found this idea connected to this passage from the Bible in the works of the late Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, an idea that it is important to the resources of God's strength in our life. You see, in his great series of sermons on this text, Dr. Lloyd-Jones listed many ways in which he believed Christians wasted their strength. It was as if they received some of the available might of God, but it simply wasted away. It leaked away like water in a bucket full of holes. Now, I don't present this list to judge or to condemn, but for your sober consideration, listen to it carefully and ask God what he might apply to your life. These are some of the things that D. Martin Lloyd-Jones thought might sap the strength of the Christian. Ready? Committing to too many spiritual works or things. Too much conversation. Arguments, debates, wrangling. Laziness. Too much time in the wrong company. Too much foolish talk and joking. A love of money and career. A desire for respectability and image. An unequal partnership with an unbeliever. Ungodly entertainment. A wrong attitude towards or doubting the Word of God. Now, Lloyd-Jones didn't want that list to become a law or a source of legalism and bondage. He wrote this. He said, "We have to walk on a knife edge in these matters. You must not become extreme on one side or the other, but you have to be watchful. And of course, you can always tell by examining yourself whether your strength is increasing or declining." So, dear friend, let me ask you, spiritually speaking, in your life, is your strength increasing or declining? It may be that you are receiving the strength of God that Paul spoke of in Ephesians 6:10 when he said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might." You may be receiving that strength, but wasting it. Think about ways that you may be wasting God's strength. Talk to him about it. And talk to him about it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.